does that green thumb have your grass looking a little brown? Let the experts at Rosie on the House bring the life back to your lawn. Talk to the pros now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
And our landscaping expert of the day, as we broadcast live from the Tucson Convention Center from the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association Home Show, opening the doors here at 10 o'clock, open till I believe 7 tonight, and then again open again tomorrow. We're broadcasting live. Our landscaping expert we've recruited for the day is Eric Clark from Savano Nurseries. And let's recap that landscaping tip of the week that we opened the show with.
Well, as we get into the cooler fall weather, which we certainly have, you want to reduce your frequency and duration of watering. And not so much the duration. I mean, you always want to do long, deep soaks on your trees. But if you were doing it twice a week, you can certainly cut down to once a week. If you were only doing it twice a month, you could cut down to once a month now, especially on your established desert trees.
About that time of year to go ahead and put in your winter lawn?
Yeah. Oh, it's almost going to be too late if you don't. So hurry up and scalp that Bermuda and put that winter lawn down. It's a great time to also plant trees, you know, especially shade trees, fruit trees, except for maybe citrus. So if you want to get some peaches, apples, plums, apricots, pomegranates, figs, any of those fruit trees, it's really the best time. October, November is the best time to plant those trees. And shade, if you want to get some shade going before next summer rolls back around. Start now.
Boy, this would be a great opportunity. And Savano's will be open today.
Savano's open today. And if you mention Rosie on the House, you'll get shade trees off 20%. 20% off shade trees today and tomorrow. October's really the best time, and November the best time to plant these trees, because the ground is still warm, but the nights have cooled off substantially. It doesn't take nearly the water to get these trees established if you plant now.
So. And what are y'all's hours today?
We're open from 8:30 to 5 today, 10 to 5 on Sunday.
10 to 5 on Sunday. So 20% off any shade tree, mentioning that you heard you on the program today.
Yes.
As well as a special you're running on geraniums, which now is the time of year for geraniums.
Beautiful blooming geraniums in all colors, reds and oranges. So, yeah, $6.99 on those 6-inch Colorado geraniums.
Okay. Can I leave the home show early?
Go hit some.
Does that apply to us, too?
Yeah, sure.
I heard you on the radio, Dave. Hey, you know what? This time of year is just great for farmers market.
That is that,
you know,
yeah.
The heat of the summer is over. It's just a great way to spend a morning. But I was looking up.
When I take a vacation with Jennifer, she finds out where the farmers markets are, and she'll actually go spend time digging through the sausages and the tomatoes that are the size of pumpkins.
Well,
you
we've
know,
gotten
and,
to go to some pretty fantastic places that have just incredible.
Oh,
and then the art and stuff. It's and the culture of it. It's just fun. But if you go to Arizona Farm Bureau's website, it's azfb.org, they have a link on there for Fill Your Plate. And if you go to there, you can find all the farmers markets in the state. And just in southern Arizona, there's a dozen. But it's every day of the week, so I could go every day,
nice.
Monday, Tuesday. I mean, there's not a day they don't have one. I didn't see one listed for Sunday, and they're all over.
They are.
There's three open that I saw here just in the Tucson area today. Tucson Farmers Market, St. Phillips, Plaza Palomino. But during the week, you can also find them in Oro Valley, Marana, and Rincon Valley, Santa Cruz. Anyway, it's a great website to go on and find. And they always give you a recipe for the week, so it's
And what's,
it's a bonus.
And what's the Farm Bureau website?
AZFB.org, Arizona Farm Bureau.
Okay. There really are a lot of new farmers in the areas down by Aravaca and Tubac and out by Benson. It's amazing.
It's caught on. It's kind of a little mini culture thing.
Yeah, a lot of people have these truck farms now, and they're bringing it up to the farmers markets from those outlying areas where there's some water available.
Well, up in our summer property up in Alpine, Arizona, over there on the New Mexico border. I mean, our neighbor up there does an unbelievable summer crop of vegetables. It's all Jennifer can do to keep from climbing over the fence and raiding the guy's
and
plot
Eric,
every
he
Saturday.
Did something really neat because it was just a bare pasture, and he bought these trees. I think they're from Australia, but they grew really fast, so he built this windbreak with these with these trees. And in a year's time, he had these huge trees, and he was planting away, and Carol and I'd go over there every morning, and when he got out there, we just pick what we wanted.
Yeah, he really went to town. He did well. And I think a lot of people with winter vegetables and gardens are the time to get those winter vegetables planted now, and I think people are learning you don't need a lot of space. You can actually do this in a pretty tight area.
You can do it in containers. You can grow carrots in a pot, a nice deep pot so you have big, long carrots. But, right now is the time to plant carrots and beets and broccoli and sugar snap peas. As we go into the, you know, you want to get them started while it's still kind of warm before it gets too cold in December for seeds to really germinate. But if you're going to do seeds, it's a great time to get those winter vegetables going. You know, broccoli, cauliflower, all those great vegetables.
And it's easy to do even with the little raised planter kits that they're selling right now. Jennifer kind of got started on the square foot gardening.
Mills, yeah.
Yeah, Mills. And then we converted that. I mean, we just turned our garden over this week. Just converted, pulled all the summer out. The okra, we got the last okra we were going to get out of that batch. And
yeah,
so
yeah.
We're planting next weekend.
We just decided we're getting old enough that if we're going to put all this work in outside, it better be something we can eat.
Absolutely, yeah.
There's a big argument for edible landscaping. I mean, you're gonna plant it. You're going to water it, you're going to fertilize it, you're going to care
weed
for
it,
you're going to weed it, you're going to trim it, edge it, you know, and I'm just a random artichoke plant that grew up in our garden taught me the lesson. You know, you can make a landscape out of that. Let's just make landscape we can eat.
And not only is it healthy to eat that artichoke, but it's healthy to grow that artichoke.
Amen.
You know, turn that news off and go out
artichoke. Eric Clark of Savano Nurseries, thank you for joining us. Y'all get out and take advantage of the special they're offering the Rosie on the House listeners. When we get back, it's open line, 9 o'clock.
Throw away the shovels and break out the shim shingles. We'll cover everything from foundations, chimney caps, windows and countertops, to painting and plumbing, plus whatever project you're tackling at your house. We're ready to take your calls right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.